All right, guys. Usually it's all the women talk, you know what I mean? Like, oh, guys are such turds. Well, today I found something and I want to share it with you. And Alex, get ready to get dinged because I think you're going to fall into a lot of these categories. Found this list and it's seven things that guys need to run away from as far as women. Like seven women you need to avoid.
All of them.
All of them. Might be Alex. We're about to find out. All right, here we go. Number one. This is, you know, I think we're in the safe zone, yeah. The ball buster. She controls the relationship, views herself as a problem solver, and constantly tells her man he is wrong.
Give me a ding
Can
on
I
that.
Can I give you a ding? Okay, there we go. Let's see. The mother. That's number two. She doesn't exactly, you know, she does exactly what it sounds like. She's the mom. She mothers him. She dotes on him, worries about him, doesn't think he can do any wrong, sets out his clothes. Hello. Oh. That
okay,
is. No. You try to change a man's appearance.
Okay, I don't set out clothes. I do like to shop and tell you, like, with their credit card, I'll be like, here, give me your card. I'll pick out your clothes. I do that. I also am very, like, if they're going out in the summertime, I'm like, don't forget your sunscreen. And I do worry, but I am not somebody that, what was one of the other things besides putting out the clothes for
it
you?
It says that you're pretty much like a mom.
Never thinking they're wrong. That's definitely not it because I always think someone else is wrong.
No, maybe between you two, but if it's like your man and somebody else, you'll probably defend him. Yeah, with you, he's always wrong, just you two. But if it's like, yeah, so my buddy said this.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's like,
probably.
Well, your buddy's an idiot.
Well, I'm a loyal person, so I guess. I'll take it. I'll take a ding.
This one, I think, is also going to be one of the things that you need to run from when it comes to women every single time that Alex might be. Number three, the love vixen. Now, not exactly you, because it says she controls her man with flipping pancakes.
Nope.
Now, hold on, though.
Oh, you. I think you. Not flipping pancakes.
She
obviously.
Uses it to reel him in and manipulate him to do what she ultimately
yes.
wants.
Yes. Yes.
Just because yes. you're not flipping pancakes doesn't mean that you don't try to control them.
I haven't gotten a ding yet.
You don't think any of these are you?
No, I haven't gotten the mother. I mean, I cook dinner for us, but like, I definitely don't.
Hold on. We'll see if we can find a reason for your boyfriend, Jewel Daddy, to run. Hold on. Number four. This is Alex again, I think. The damsel in distress. The concept of this one, pretty simple. Boy meets girl. Boy rescues girl. Boy and girl live happily ever after. In the end, she can't always be in distress and it gets annoying.
I don't know if I'm that one. I know what they're talking about. I call it wounded bird syndrome. I don't think I have that.
You don't think you're a wounded bird?
No. Wounded bird is like,
I would say you're like
every
a wounded...
guy cheats on me.
No, it can be anything.
So you've like major trust issues and you're
I think you can, and it's not a bad, I don't think like you're making anything up, but I do think that maybe a guy can see you as a wounded bird as far as like things with your family.
I would say you're the wounded seagull because you're very loud.
Fine.
Okay. Number five, the tease. She's the type of person who teases and then pulls away before she seals the deal. This can be fun at first, but leaves men feeling unsatisfied and, frankly, inadequate.
See, here's the thing, though. She tells you right up front. She tells you right up front that it's not going to happen.
Sorry, I wanted to
I'm very hot or cold. I'm either interested or I'm not. If I'm interested, I am full-on interested, and I'm making it known. If I'm not interested, then I am very obviously not interested. There is no teasing, and then I just leave you anyway.
Yeah,
I don't do that.
True.
All right, two more things. These are the seven type of women men must run from. We're seeing how many of them happen to be our very single Alex right now. You can find her on Bumble. Just swipe right. The accountant. She focuses on the equality of the relationship, keeping track of who pays for what, whose turn is it.
Nope.
This gets old because it treats the relationship like a business instead of for pleasure.
I definitely don't do this because I just think the guy needs to pay for everything.
Another thing to run from if your woman thinks that. Number seven, the final one here, she pretty much describes herself as this, so I'm giving it a ding before I even read it. The princess. She cares less about love in the relationship and more about being doted on and put on a pedestal.
Listen, feed me grapes and spank my butt. I will be so happy.
Okay. Well, where can people find you again? Bumble?
Oh, find me on
Craigslist?
Instagram, at YoAlexRaps with a Z. See what you're getting into. Yeah. I put it on full display.
Slide into that DM. Good luck.
The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.